This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Monday, October 4, 2021, and these are the headlines. The three Duterte children are vying for re-election as Vice Mayor Sebastian Duterte filed both his and his brother Paulo's certificates of candidacy on Sunday. Sebastian, the youngest of the three, is seeking re-election like his older siblings. Mayor Sara was the first to file her re-election bid last week. He filed the certificate of his brother as the latter has been in isolation since last after getting infected with the COVID-19 virus. In July, Sebastian was also infected with the virus but has since recovered
from it. Among those
hoping that she
supporters of
the
mayor
is Peter
Chulavina,
co-convener of Sara All Philippines 2022, who told Times his group is still waiting for the mayor to change her mind. During an earlier interview, the president said Go will become the running mate of his daughter, although the latter did not comment on the issue. In other news, law enforcers arrested two individuals after they yielded illegal substances when they were inspected at the Lasang checkpoint on Saturday. Captain John Louis de Maala, spokesperson of Task Force Davao, the unit supervising the checkpoint, said the suspects and the pieces of evidence were turned over to the Bunawan Police Station for the filing of criminal complaints. In business, Cebu Pacific has cleared all the refund complaints that were filed at the Civil Aeronautics Board as it continued to prioritize its customers by overhauling its systems and augmenting its refund-dedicated workforce to continually process requests. As of August, the airline had cleared cases totaling 2,842 that were filed at the CAB since 2020 as Cebu Pacific worked alongside the regulator to resolve complaints after the pandemic upended the travel industry. As of September 2021, the airline has refunded a total of 8.18 billion pesos. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.